Our attention turns to Regis, where we'll have Regis playoff football here on 93.5 beginning next Friday. So it's been all DC Everest in this game. Two touchdown runs and a kickoff return for a touchdown by Blake Bankston. Logan George with four touchdown passes in this game. Huge offensive night for a number of DC Everest Evergreens. But Memorial does have one highlight today. They got points thanks to a couple of their seniors. Well, actually, three of their seniors. Shamar Simmons had a 20-yard run, 15 yards tacked on thanks to a personal foul penalty. It set Memorial up at the 30-yard line of DC Everest, and it led to this touchdown pass. Yes. They're going to call a trip. It's a trip. Now, that's not how he was brought down, but I think one of the blockers was tripped up. So that's a 15-yard penalty tacked onto that. Simmons, the big gainer of some 20 yards, tacked on another 15 yards, and Memorial has the ball at the plus 31-yard line. So Memorial at the plus 31, Gunlott to pass. Looking near side, heaves it deep for the end zone for Ferguson. He makes the catch, touchdown! Touchdown, Memorial! Tay Ferguson with a touchdown reception of 30 yards, and Memorial on the board. Aaron Gunlock, his 10th touchdown pass. The senior connects with the fellow senior, Tay Ferguson, for his third touchdown reception of the season. But again, despite that highlight play for Memorial, it's been all DC Everest in this one as they are up 48-8. Reminder, tomorrow North ends their season at Wisconsin Rapids, going for their third win. And while a win would technically put them on the bubble, they won't have the quality wins to get in. Regis ends their regular season tomorrow, taking on a school out of the Quad Cities, the Illinois side of the Quad Cities, because Osseo Fairchild forfeited their season. For poor Regis, they didn't play last week they didn't play either? Because was last week when, Nielsville Granton did not play last week. So Regis has won the Clover Belt by default, but they've been very, very good. They'll play an out-of-state school tomorrow before they begin their playoffs next week, and we'll have all of their playoff action here on 93.5. Well, earlier this week, I caught up with Memorial Old Abe's head coach, Tom Westcott. One last conversation with head coach Tom Westcott, and asked him what was his message to his guys heading into this final week of the season.
No, the season didn't go our way in terms of the wins and losses. How the scoreboard played out at the end of each game didn't reflect the growth that we've seen in these young student athletes. You know, just thinking about the tackling drills that we've been doing from week one to today, it's incredible to see the growth. And so for our senior class, they've been really just thinking about what's the legacy that they want to leave as we continue to build up this Old Abe football program into something that we want it to be in the future. We want it to be a Hudson-esque program where we've got a feeder program from the fourth and fifth grade level all the way up to the high school level. So I think they're focused on that this final week, and having their senior night last Friday and cheering on some of our youth football players at halftime, I think that has started to set in their minds, and they're excited for what the future holds for Old Abe football.
I'm going to jump right to it. What can you do to slow down Blake Bankston with DC Everest? Because you always hear people say somebody's a bowling ball. Well, he's very much a bowling ball.
You know, he's a great athlete. And, you know, I think if we can play fundamentally strong football, that's the best we can do. We just got to stay in an athletic stance, not over pursue, tackle. We just need to be able to do those fundamental things, and hopefully we can slow him down.
We know that the stats haven't been kind to you guys on the defensive side of the ball, but who are some guys defensively that maybe individually have been able to perform well? It just hasn't come together as a unit quite yet.
You know, unfortunately, some of those guys are our seniors, specifically Gus Chumas, who's been playing nose for us. He also flexes out to tackle. He just has this bulldog mentality that he's going to go 100 miles an hour every single play. So he's a kid that we really wish we had back, but he's another one of those guys that is laying a firm foundation for the future of the program. And then Zach Higdon as well. He's one of our inside linebackers. And while he might not be the most aggressive kid across the board, but he is a smart football player and he finds his way to sniff around those tackles. And he's one of the leaders in tackles in the conference. So one of those kids that we wish we had around again, but often overlooked because of, well, he's probably about 5'10 and 185, 190 pounds. And is just a smart cerebral football player versus a more hardened sort of linebacker that you think of from the movies.
You don't want to, again, kick these seniors out too quickly, because for many of them, this will be the last competitive football game that they play. No amount of flag football makes up for the Friday night, or in this case, the Thursday night lights. But that being said, how excited are you and the staff to get some eyes on particularly some of those sophomores and those freshmen down in the JV level as you guys get into spring and then, of course, next summer rolls around?
Yeah, we've got we're already playing quite a few sophomores, which is kind of unheard of at a Division I school, especially in the Big Rivers or Wisconsin Valley, just where we're at depth-wise. And so we've gotten a few glimpses at some of those kids, like Silas Bonner, who's a big dude, and you know, some colleges are interested in him because of his simply his frame and where he's at as a 15, almost 16-year-old. And, you know, just across the board, we've been throwing some kids in on special teams that have shown in practice that they want to get into the game. They want to give 110% effort. So we're excited to see what the future holds for Old Abe football. And I'm sure come the second half, we'll get a few of those guys in there while still honoring our senior class.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question that every parent in the stands has an opinion on this, and people at the coffee shops. But what's it going to take for Memorial and frankly North as well to get back to that regular competitive level that a lot of people remember from the 80s and the 90s without it being a detriment to maybe other sports as well? Because of course, you know, there's great baseball and basketball and soccer at Memorial, which sometimes can limit what a guy can do in the weight room. But overall, just from a program building standpoint, what do you think can be done in the short term that can lead to some long-term success?
Well, I'll meet you halfway instead of talking just short term. You know, I think the most immediate thing that North and Memorial faces is that really our tackle football program in Eau Claire doesn't start till the eighth grade level. And that puts us years behind other programs such as Menominee and Hudson, New Richmond. And so to get back to that competitive football, we have to be playing tackle football earlier. And so we are thankful that the Chippewa Falls Youth Football League has allowed some of our Eau Claire players to start an Eau Claire team in that league. And so we've got a fifth and sixth grade team for the Old Abes. North has one as well. We've got a seventh grade team up there. So it's going to take a few years, but we have started that feeder program that we're hoping that will create that physical culture of football back in Eau Claire. And I, you know, North is well on their way. They've got some big boys on their program. And so we're playing catch up with, again, Chippewa Falls and Menominee and Hudson. But in the meantime, it's staying together as a team. It's encouraging multi-sport athletes. It's lifting as a team and not over at the Y or wherever. Not that those are bad places to be, but we have to stay together as a team and continue to build our culture and our brotherhood.
It's not that it's, as you said, it's not like these other places are bad spots or whatever, but it's probably that accountability, isn't it?
Yeah, 100% accountability and staying on the plan for us to develop as football players. And, you know, if they're playing basketball, they should be lifting with their basketball team and building up that camaraderie as well.
Well, Coach, I know you're probably sad to see it's over, but you're probably going to enjoy at least that first Friday night off. You probably enjoy, and then you start licking your lips again, don't you?
That's exactly it. I already started thinking about next year, or at least how are we evaluating this year and looking forward to next.
Now, once again, that was Tom Westcott, head coach of the Memorial Old Abes. 48-0, D.C. Everest leads this game. We'll have the second half coming up on the other side of this timeout from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the field, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's return to the field, and with the play-by-play, here's Scott Montesano.
Well, we'll see how these teams play this second half. We'll have running clock with DC Everest up 48-8 in this one. DC Everest will wrap up the Valley Football Conference title with this one. We'll see how Memorial, though, decides to end their year. And as Tom Westcott had told us before the game, was very likely to work in some of the young guys. We already saw DC Everest, Braden Mitchell, working in some of his second-string guys as well. We'll see how much longer they stay with Logan George at quarterback. I wouldn't expect him to take any snaps. The Memorial students down row left, though, despite the score, having some fun. A bunch of the kids had some silly string out there. They were blasting the silly string, and now they're going to do a little fun chant off to our left, have some fun. One kid's got no shirt on, for heaven's sakes. You know, it's only in the upper 50s. It's not like it's freezing temperatures either, but it is all relative when you think about it. We were out at the soccer fields on Monday. Our daughter had soccer on Monday night, and temperatures were in the mid-50s, but it might as well have felt like it was below zero. You know, the body hasn't been hardened up quite yet. Hey, win or lose, it's an off day tomorrow for the Memorial students and for all Eau Claire Public School students. All right, Memorial will kick the ball off to begin the second half. Memorial's got the white helmets, blue tops, and blue pants. Meanwhile, DC Everest, black helmets, white tops, and white pants. Memorial will move from left to right in this third quarter. So Memorial will move from left to right across your listening device. And of course, thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web, you can be tuned in tonight from anywhere in the world, even if they so wish, in Butte, Montana. Hey, a shout out to Butte, Montana tonight. DC Evers, by the way, will kick the ball to Memorial to begin the second half. Now, the prevailing wisdom, by the way, is Memorial will be back here next year playing at Carson Park, but anybody that's driven by the high school on Claremont has noticed the stadium that's gone up. North has got one as well, though it's a little more hidden just with where the school is. The big pillars are in for the video board scoreboard as well. The plan is to host girls soccer in the spring and track and field events as well at both of the stadiums. They'd hope to get boys soccer in this fall, but it's not quite ready yet.
Kicking off for the Evergreens is number 85, West.
By the way, already seeing some changes here for DC Everest. I don't have an 85 on my roster, but 85 is going to kick it off for them. But my guess is maybe not next fall, but within the next couple of years, Memorial and North are going to start playing their games on campus, which will be a change from decades of tradition, but has a lot of benefits to it. Here's a little onside kick, and taken by Memorial's gobbled up. They, I don't know if he meant to do it on purpose or he just missed it. If he meant to do it or he miskicked it. But I think he meant to do that. It was a little ground ball kick, but it went right in the hands of Nate Arndorf for a memorial. Kind of interesting to go for the onside kick up by 40 points, but so be it.
It will be first and 10 only.
All right, see who Memorial has out there. It looks like Marcus Holmberg is going to take the snaps the rest of the way as the quarterback, and Zach Johnson will be in there as well. So we've seen the last of Gunlock and Simmons. Pass to Clark, near side on a wide receiver screen. Gets a nice block, comes along the near sideline into plus territory, and a first down to the DC Everest 43-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Oh, my beloved Yankees took a gut punch tonight. Oh, just when I was excited for the Yankees about an hour ago, I took one to the stones right there. Coming wide to the near side, the short side of the field on first and 10 from the plus 43. Zach Johnson doesn't get much, a gain of maybe a yard. Second down and 9 from the plus 43. Holmberg in the shotgun, takes a snap, looking near side, finds a safety valve in Julius Clark, cuts back in the middle to the 40-yard line, wrapped up, won't go much farther, gains a couple on the play. He got bear-hugged by Max Sari, a senior for D.C. Everest, and he tried to get free like a dog trying to run off the leash, and Sari wasn't going to allow it. It'll be third down and 7 from the plus 40. Holmberg, chest-high snap, slant pass to the over the middle, and it's broken up. He was going for Hedke, but getting his fingers in the way was sorry again. So Max says, ooh, I'm not sorry for that. It'll be fourth down and 7 from the 40, and no second guessing here. They'll go for it. Down by 40 points in the third quarter. Holmberg, eye-level snap. Throws over the middle. He underthrows his intended receiver. He was going for Clark up along the seam. It's incomplete, and D.C. Everest will take over on downs at their 40-yard line. Well, this one has gotten, again, really ugly for Memorial. But when you look at the season, this is the ugliest it's gotten for them this year. A lot of their games, they were competitive for the longest time. Or maybe Memorial was down a couple scores, but it never got out of hand. This one, as I think a combination of things, D.C. Evers came in looking for the kill shot early, and I think Memorial just emotionally might have been cooked after senior night was last Friday night. Jake Stasniak, who does the kicking, now in at quarterback for D.C. Evers. He's going to hand it off, and run up the middle here for Mason Hine, who's got a big gain for a first down past the 50 to the plus 49-yard line. The lights, by the way, on at the tennis courts off to our left. But nobody playing tennis at, what is it, 8:30? No, 8:18 in the evening. Ezenroth coming off the left tackle, but a nice job of pursuit by Memorial, and he's walled off and pulled down by Josh Larcher, a senior from Memorial, who's getting his last snaps as a senior. Again, it's emotional for the players. It's emotional for the parents who, for some of these kids, they'll still have other sports and activities in the school year, but it's a sign their little boys are growing up. And, of course, the little boys are always the little boys, and mom and dad's eyes, but there's also the reality that a chapter is ending. Stasny at the pass on second and 10, throws far sideline, leaping catch is made for a first down by Mason Hine inside the 40 and is spun out of bounds at the 37-yard line. There's a flag down, though, back at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to come back from a hold, I believe.
Covered down the play by number 6, Jacob Moreno.
Offense, number 50, 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, they're going to ding Billy Swartz, a junior, on the hold, so that'll back them up 10 yards. So instead of a first down pass on second and 10, it'll be a 10-yard penalty and become second down and 20 back at their own 40-yard line for D.C. Everest. Running clock situation with 7:25 to play in the third quarter in DC Everest, leading 48-8 over Memorial. Stasniak in the shotgun. Four wideouts, three to the far side. Stasniak rolling far side. Throws over the middle, catch made at the original last scrimmage, now turning up field and getting the first down is Vander Truax. He'll spin cycle around a guy at the 40-yard line along the hash marks and dives ahead to the 32-yard line and a first down. A first down pass of some 25 yards. Truax caught the ball at the original line of scrimmage. That was a 10-yard gain. Then moved another 5 yards along the hash mark before he encountered a tackler, spin cycled around him, and gets the first down. First and 10 at the 32 for DC Everest. Three wilds, two to the near side. And off going to Ezenroth, pinballs off a couple of bodies, stays on his feet along the far hash marks, brings it inside the 25 to the 24, a gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2. Jacob Loretto on the tackle for Memorial. Moretto, by the way, came into the game just shy of 50 tackles on the year. Second down and 2 from the 24 for DC Everest. They try to pass over the 50-point barrier today. Stasniak again hands Ezenroth, zigzags his way up the middle, has the first down and more inside the 15, past the 10-yard line, and is knocked over inside the 10 and around the 7-yard line. Alex Christensen, a senior from Memorial, in on the tackle. They also give Ryan Schultz credit for the tackle as well. Schultz, the leading tackler for Memorial, will finish the year right around 100 tackles for his career. He's a junior and one of those guys slated to come back for Memorial next year. Hand off again, Ezenroth. On first and goal from the 7, Ezenroth will weasel his way up the middle. May have taken a couple of bumps along the hip, but that was it. And he's in for the touchdown. Corbin Ezenroth, the touchdown. It's his second rushing touchdown of the year for DC Everest. And they're up 54-8 with 4:59 to go in the third quarter. Stasniak, who again still does the kicking, as well as being the backup quarterback, will come on for the extra point. 54-8 for DC Everest. The 54 points are a season high for them. Their previous high had been 51 points in a win at River Falls in week number 2. The extra point is good by Stasniak. That makes it 55-8 DC Everest with 4:59 to go in the third quarter. Memorial ball when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Bjorkstrand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Bjorkstrand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
If you're going to get your rear end kit, get that rear end kick quick. We are in running clock situation. Memorial trailing DC Everest 55-8, 4:59 left in the third quarter. This has been the most lopsided game Memorial has had all year, and it's a combination of a couple of things. DC Everest came in for the kill shot. Big credit to them. There was not even a hint that they were going to be flat today. They came on and scored just 90 seconds into this one and never looked back. And that's a big credit to DC Everest and their coaching staff and their players. I'll finish the thought in a moment as there's an end-over-end kick down to our left that's going to bounce inside the 10 and go out of bounds. And Memorial will get good field position. But Memorial lost a heart-wrencher at Chi High 2 weeks ago that came down to the final play. And then last week, a physical 2-overtime win against Stevens Point. On a short week taking on what you would think to be a quote-unquote easy Memorial team. Hey, maybe they've come out a little flat. They've come out a little sluggish. If anything, maybe Memorial would hang around for a couple of quarters, but nay-nay on any of that. Memorial, meanwhile, I think themselves a little flat emotionally after last Friday was used as senior night. Holmberg tossing it on first and 10 to Zach Johnson from the 35, and Zach Johnson coming wide to the right side, doesn't have much room to go, dives ahead and gets a couple of yards, that's it. Eli Osborne on the tackle for DC Everest. So for the Memorial kids, they'll move on to their next set of activities. For some wrestling, some hockey, some basketball, some doing something non-sports related. Pass out of the backfield to Johnson, makes a man miss the line of scrimmage, and crunches the shoulders after a short gain out to the 40-yard line. It'll set up a third down and five at the 40, but getting a glimpse into the future here. Holmberg will have the edge at being the quarterback next year. Of course, his older brother Riley was the quarterback the last couple of years. Slam pass over the middle to Clark. He's got the catch for a first down out to the 50-yard line. Nice catch by Julius Clark, who caught it with his fingertips right along knee height and kept his balance and kept the ball in his hands as he got tackled. But a first down pass of 15 yards, and it's first and 10 to the 50-yard line. But before they can snap the ball here, whistle will stop play and a timeout taken by Memorial. So Memorial will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. First and 10 for Memorial, right at the 50 on the other side of this timeout, late in the third quarter, from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
York's Grand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
New York's Grand.
This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
New York's Grand.
237-2678.
So first and 10 for Memorial right at the 50-yard line. Memorial trying to, again, grab as much positivity as they can before the end of the game and go into the offseason with reasons to smile. It's 55-8 DC Everest with 3:06 to go in the third quarter. First and 10, handoff to Zad Johnson trying to go off the right tackle and nowhere to go. Gains maybe a yard. That's it for Zach Johnson.
Tackle on the play by number 39.
This very much is like a wedding that has been steeped in problems. The officiant didn't show up. The wedding venue was double booked. It's not gone well, but hey, you're still looking to get a kiss at the end if you're Memorial. Screen pass to the near side, caught by Alex Christensen. He'll dart outside the hash marks near the 40-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. It'll be third down and a yard from the 41-yard line of DC Everest. Third down and a yard from the 41. Holmberg, the shotgun snap. Quick pass near sideline, catch made. Short game, but should be enough for a first down. They needed a yard, and they got a couple as Josh Warcher on the reception for Memorial. First and 10 for Memorial at the DC Everest 39-yard line. PA announcer tries to get the crowd into it, kind of a muffled, sarcastic cheer from the parents below us. Pass to the near sideline, nearly picked off, jumping in front of it and knocking it down was Brock Netter of DC Everest. There's another short pass to the near sideline, and Netter nearly was able to bring it down. It was just a little over his head. Second down and 10 from the 39-yard line for Memorial as they move down to our right. Holmberg, chest high snap, fakes the give, keeps it himself, outside the hash marks to the right side, dragging tacklers with him, past the 35 to the 30-yard line, and his knee will touch right around the 28, 27-yard line. He might have the first down, and he will. Gained 11 on the play, did Marcus Holmberg on the fake give, and the quarterback keeper. First and 10 from the 28-yard line, final minute of the third quarter. Holbrook, knee-high snap, three-step drop, has good protection, floats over the middle, looking near the end zone, but he overthrew Alex Christensen. Was trying to hit Christensen for what would have been his first touchdown reception of the year. Holmberg, by the way, again, his seen time this year, connecting on just shy of 50% of his passes. You're going to want to try to get that up to 60% next year if he's going to be the starter. Has one touchdown pass on the year, does Holmberg. Second and 10 from the 26-yard line. The pitch going to Zach Johnson, sprinting to the near sideline. He's hit, spins around, stays on his feet, and brought down near the 20. A gain of 8 on the play. It'll be third down and 2. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Memorial quickly to the ball. Are they going to get another play off? 8, 7, 6, they're ready. 5, 4, they take the snap, pitch going to Johnson, going wide to the far side, turns at the hash marks, he's got the first down to the 10, shakes off a tackle inside the 5, and he's in, touchdown, touchdown Memorial. Zad Johnson from 18 yards out, the rushing touchdown for Zad Johnson. It's his first rushing touchdown of the year, the first as a member of the varsity squad. And Memorial back on the board, down 55-14. At the end of the third quarter. So Zad Johnson with a little bit of positivity right at the end of this one. And they'll go for two here. Marcus Holmberg with Johnson in the backfield. Hand off Johnson. He's wrapped up at the line and will go no further. So Zad Johnson denied the two-point conversion. And that is officially how the third quarter will come to an end. However, Memorial on the board again on Zach Johnson's first varsity level rushing touchdown. We'll head to the fourth quarter with DC Everest leading this one big, though, by a score of 55-14. Fourth quarter next from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes, and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into some signature spicy papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy french fries and an ice-cold mug of A&W root beer made fresh on site with real cane sugar and a proprietary blend of herbs, bark, spices, and berries. This frosty mug deserves a celebration all of its own. Dip into A&W and try them today. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
All right, we head to the fourth quarter of this one. All DC Everest is there up 55-14. Kellen Brown to kick it back off for Memorial. He'll swing the left leg, boot meets ball. Line drive kick that'll bounce at the 15 of DC Everest. Goes between the legs of the returner. He's got to gobble it up at his 1 yard line. That's Colin Fuchs. Fuchs past the 10 yard line, gets out near the 15 yard line, but brought down at the 14. That could have been even more disastrous for Colin Fuchs, but is able to make it work. First and 10 for DC Everest at their 14 yard line. And you would think, again, Braden Mitchell will have his team kind of slow roll this a little bit with a running clock and whatnot. He's going to have some younger guys out there playing, and you want the younger guys to play not just so that they get game reps and all of that, but because they've earned it. These guys have been practicing and coming to practice every day too, so you want them to get a chance to play as well, but likely they will not be in any type of hurry. Jake Stasiak, backup quarterback, has been in there the whole second half. Handoff here will go past the 20-yard line, out near the 22-yard line. A gain of 9 on the play. Reed Frame on the lengthy run. It'll be second down and a yard. So Memorial, where do they go from here? Well, we'll see in the offseason. One thing's for sure, you know, while the team will finish the year 1-8, you want Tom Westcott back as the head coach because you want to get that consistency. You want to get that continuity as the second down and one run will go up the middle and a first down for DC Evers out near the 30. You know, and the other thing we always tend to overlook, unless you go out and you, for whatever reason, decided to hire some former college coach, and I'm not talking like Nick Saban, but a former college-level coach who wanted to be an educator or whatnot, so be it. But otherwise, a lot of these coaches, you got to give them an opportunity to mature into the system, for them to mature as a head coach. Give Tom Westcott a couple of years, see if you're able to, as we mentioned before, get the numbers up. The numbers are fine, but are you able to get kids to, and this is the hard thing, you don't want it to be at a detriment of any other sport at Memorial, because let's not make it sound like Memorial Athletics or North Athletics are a struggle. Baseball's good, hockey's good, basketball's good, all of that. You know, soccer's good. But you're going to want to eventually get a couple of kids that football is their number one sport, and it's not a matter of getting one or two. You want to get a lot of kids that football is their number one sport. It's not the number two. It's not the number three sport. We'll see if they're able to develop that. Are you able to develop more interest at the younger levels for Memorial and for North? Meanwhile, the game's been going on. It's second down and two for DC Everest at their own 37. Hand off the frame. Waits for a hole to develop, and he'll run right up the middle and has the first down past the 40 to the 42-yard line. Gain of four. It'll be first and 10 for DC Everest, and they mark him down at his 43-yard line. Deshaun Rogers, a big sophomore, comes in there. Deshaun Rogers, hard to miss him. They list him at 5'10", 190 for Memorial. He's taller than 5'9", and he's bigger than 190. I don't know what I don't know what brandy somebody was drinking when they put that down on the roster sheet. Hand off the frame up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Bounces to the outside of the 35 to the 30 to the 25. He stays on his feet along the sideline, but he cannot stay in bounds and tiptoes out of bounds at the Memorial 16-yard line. Nice run by Reed Frame, who ran up the middle and then bounced it to the outside and brings it all the way to the Memorial. They'll mark him down at the 16. Yep. 8:20 and counting in the ball game. It's 55-14 DC Everest. We play the remainder of this game for fun. And don't undersell that with this being high school level sports. Stasniak in the shotgun. He's got Ezenroth with him. Gives it to Ezenroth. Wrapped up in the backfield. Nowhere to go. Hey, nice pursuit and a tackle for a loss, I would believe, by the senior Teddy Harless. So Harless, the senior, with a nice play. They are going to give him a yard on the play, but a good job by Harless to get through there and get the tackle. You'd think a lot of the Memorial players will linger around a little more after the game tonight. And while, again, last Friday was officially senior night, tonight's the official end. Stasniak, shotgun. Hand it to Reed Frame. Going to the left, tries to cut back in the middle. Bounces off a tackler, moves the pile here, but he's not going to get to the 15. Gains five. It'll be third and five. He was slowed up initially by the junior Ethan Burroughs. Burroughs couldn't bring him down, but got help from his teammates. Third down and five for DC Everest.
Third down.
Stas at the pass, looking, throws, far pylon, catch made right on the pylon. Is he in? Yes, he is. Threw it to the far side, right along the pylon, making his catch and staying in bounds was Corbin Heal. Corbin Heal with the reception from 16 yards out. It's a touchdown for DC Everest. They lead 61-14. Corbin Heal with the reception on the Jake Stasniak touchdown pass. He was running to that far pylon and got hit in stride as he was running parallel with the goal line, caught the ball just maybe a yard into the end zone, caught it, touched the pylon and was in. Number four, D.C. Everest can get the extra point off. They took too long, so a delay of game on D.C. Everest.
Substitution infraction. Oh. Kicking team. 12 men on the field.
Oh, they got 12 men on the field. Oh, that's why.
Still on time down.
Not too many guys out there? I don't know who this is kicking for D.C. Everest. It's 85. Stasiak usually does the kicking, but now they got the backup kicker in there. So now all of a sudden this becomes a 25-yard extra point from straight on. And the right-footed kick is up, and it is good. 6:33 left in this one. D.C. Everest leads 62-14 on Oakland Memorial. Oakland Memorial gets the ball back, likely for the last time this season when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
I'll have a big question for all of you in a moment here, but 6:33 left in this one. D.C. Everest will kick it back to Memorial. Memorial will get the ball with the running clock, possibly for the last time this season. So Memorial, they were never in this game. They've been beaten badly tonight. Would you rather lose a game like this or lose it like my beloved Yankees lost today? They were an out away from a dramatic win, and gave up a two-run homer to tie it and then lose in extra innings. Oh, the kickoff, by the way, goes out of bounds, so Memorial will get the ball back in some good field position for one last drive. Aaron Judge tied the game off Emmanuel Clase, his first blown save since May 20th. Yankees took a 4-3 lead, took a 5-3 lead going into the bottom of the ninth.
It is first and 10.
And it's one of those things, folks, I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting here. I got the game on my phone, but I'll mention something in a moment here. So I had the game on the phone. I'm watching on the screen the video of it, and I flipped it around when there was two outs in the ninth because I didn't want to get too attached to the game, and I'm trying to call the game that you're listening to here. By the way, there was a false start on Memorial, backs them up 5 yards. I flipped the phone back around after maybe a couple minutes, and the game's in a commercial. So your thought is, oh, the Yankees won the game. I go on the Twitter, and that's where I got the bad news. All of this while I'm trying to call the game you are listening to right now. Holmberg screen pass near side. Oh, to Hecky. Hecky's going to throw it himself along the near sideline. Finds Ferguson to the 45 of D.C. Everest. And is swallowed up immediately by three Evergreens. So the wide receiver pass, as Holmberg threw it along the line of scrimmage to Hedke. And Hedke throws it from his own 30 to the 45 of D.C. Everest. And Ferguson the reception, first and 10 for Memorial. They officially place the ball at the 47 of D.C. Everest. Here's the handoff to Zach Johnson. Worms his way up the middle on the hash mark. He's got the first down and more past the 40 and dragging tacklers with him to the 35 of D.C. Everest. Under 5 minutes to go in the season. Memorial trying to end the season with a flurry of offense. Bad snap there off the hands of Holmberg. And good job by Zach Johnson, Johnny on the spot, if you will, who flops on top of the ball back around the 40. It's a loss of five. There was a flag thrown by the back judge. I wouldn't have thought that would have been a delay of game. Let's see.
Field substitution, defense, 12 men on the field, 5-yard penalty.
Ah, they call a legal substitute. They call a 12 men on the field on D.C. Everest, so wipe away the bad snap and the 5-yard loss on the bad snap. Instead, It's a free 5 yards, and he becomes first and five from the plus 30. Holmberg again gets the Johnson going off the right tackle. He's got room to go. Pass the 25 to the 20. Turns upfield, past the 15. Down to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial as Zach Johnson gets his second touchdown of the game and of the season from 25 yards out. And it's 62 to now 20 in favor of DC Everest. So Zach Johnson and Marcus Holmberg combining to give the Memorial Old Abes a glimpse as to what the future can be. Holmberg now in the shotgun for the two-point conversion, takes the high snap, gives it to Johnson, turns up field, dives into the end zone, and he's there for two. Now it's 62 to 22. DC Everest leads this game still by 40 points. 3:39 left in this one. You'd expect DC Everest to try to milk out the last 3:39 when we come back right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Well, 3:39 left in the season for Memorial. They've had some bright spots in this second half. They've got them on the scoreboard. The future has produced for them with Holmberg and Zach Johnson. And now Kellen Brown to kick it off one more time. Brown, a junior, he'll be back again next season, you would think. 3:39 left in this one. DC Everest, though, has never been in doubt in this one. They're up 62 to 22. They were up 14-0 before he even could get a sneeze in. Kickoff here, returned, and a good return here by Corbin Heel. Out past the 35, along the numbers to the 40, and is brought down at his own 44-yard line. Running clock, and again, DC Everest, you would think, could conceivably just, I think, maybe pick up one first down, and that would be it. I do not anticipate Memorial using any of their timeouts. Memorial does have two timeouts left in this one. Stasiak in the shotgun, the backup quarterback takes the snap. He'll hand it off to Robert Clay. Seeing time for the first time, he fumbled the football. It's picked up by Memorial, but they blow the play dead. They say he was down. And then there's a DC Everest player down. That is Clay himself.
There is a penalty on the play.
As Clay, the junior, was trying to run off the left side and got hit in the backfield for a loss of five. And Clay is down on his back. There is a flag on the play as well, and while they attend to him, kind of want to see what the penalty is going to be. Well, while they sort that out and they attend to Robert Clay, we'll take another timeout. 2:29 left in this one. All DC Everest. They're up 62 to 22 here on 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Robert Clay remains down for DC Everest. Didn't quite see what happened. He was trying to, again, his first carry of the game as DC Everest trying to land this plane for the victory. And he got hit and was slow to get up. Now he's sitting. He's in the seated position right now. Not sure whether he got injured lower body or upper body, but now they get him up, and he's going to jog off under his own power. You don't like to see this at any point in a game. So I don't want to make the comment, oh, it's a 40-point game. It hurts even more to see it. But you never like to see it. Oh, they. Well, this might have been why he got banged up. The flag, by the way, which we mentioned, is on Memorial, and it's a face mask. So a 15-yard face mask penalty on Memorial, and that'll move the ball all the way to the 44-yard line of Memorial. Well, they'll restart the clock here. A running clock. DC Evers really could just run the clock out here and get out of here. No worse for the wear, is it? Handoff this time to Reed Frame. Frame will churn his way to the 40-yard line, to the 39, a gain of 5. It'll be second and 5.
Leo Endress. It's second down.
On the tackle for Memorial. Again, we'll have Regis in the playoffs beginning next week. Next Friday against a to-be-determined opponent. All the playoff seedings will be announced on Saturday morning. Reed Frame goes his left, cuts back to his right, up the middle, has the first down to the 30-yard line, and we'll see if DC Evers just elects to kneel on the ball here while Memorial has two timeouts. We'll see. Hey, everyone's gotten a chance to play at this point. You don't want to risk anything else like you saw with Clay a moment ago. Does not look like, though, they're going to officially kneel quite yet. 1:20 left. First and 10 from the Memorial 30. Snazziak takes the high snap. Handoff Frame up the middle between the hash marks. Gets 5 yards and walled off at the 24-yard line. 1 minute left, and they'll only have to run one more play before this one is over with.
It's second down.
Yeah, down to 35 seconds left, so just have to run one more play here. Unless it gets into the end zone. Corbin Ezenroth is behind the quarterback Stasniak in the pistol. Second down and 3 from the 23-yard line. And off to Ezenroth. He eludes a tackle in the backfield, stays on his feet. He gets the 15, tries to pull himself away from a tackler, but he's finally brought down at the 15-yard line. He was trying to get into that end zone one more time. But that's how this one will end, as the last couple of seconds will bleed away. And that's the ball game. DC Everest wins this game going away, 62-22. DC Everest wins the Valley Football Conference. And for Memorial, their 2024 season comes to an end with a 1-8 record overall, 1-6 in their first year in the Valley Football Conference. We'll come back, we'll replay a couple of the highlights for the Memorial Old Aves in this one, give you some thoughts on this game, and much, much more. Post-game show coverage coming up on the other side of this timeout. This is Eau Claire Area Sports from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game show, featuring a recap of the game and replay of some of the game's top highlights coming up next.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
It's time for tonight's post-game show, featuring a recap of the game and replays of some of the game's top highlights. Let's go back to the field and to Scott Montesano.
And welcome back once again to Carson Park. It was all D.C. Everest tonight as they win 62-22. Memorial knew it was going to be a steep hill to climb and a steep hill that was covered in pig grease. It wasn't going to be easy. Credit to D.C. Everest. They did not give Memorial even a chance to think about the upset. They came out looking for the kill shot early, jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and at that point, it just wasn't going to happen for Memorial. D.C. Everest puts up a season-high 62 points, runs away with it tonight. For Memorial, some reasons to smile, though, in the second half. Obviously, the seniors, a number of seniors, as we'll mention in a moment, have moments tonight that they can remember going into their post-playing days. For some of the young guys, reasons to smile heading into the offseason. It's like a bad round of golf, but you end up getting a birdie on the 18th hole, and that's what keeps you coming back to play the next day, that round of golf. Same thing here. It was a bad day for Memorial, but a couple of things at the end to give them a reason to smile when all was said and done. Obviously, we're not going to recap all the scoring in this one. D.C. Everest was up by 4 scores before Memorial did anything, but Memorial did get on the scoreboard using some of their seniors to get on the scoreboard in the second quarter. Shamar Simmons had a 20-yard run, and it would set up this touchdown pass from the senior Aaron Gunlock to the fellow senior Tay Ferguson. So that's a 15-yard penalty tacked onto that. Simmons, the big gainer of some 20 yards, tack on another 15 yards, and Memorial has the ball at the plus 31-yard line. So Memorial at the plus 31, Gunlock to pass, looking near side, heaves it deep for the end zone for Ferguson. He makes the catch, touchdown! Touchdown, Memorial! Tay Ferguson with a touchdown reception of 30 yards, and Memorial on the board. Aaron Gunlock, his 10th touchdown pass. The senior connects with the fellow senior, Tay Ferguson, for his third touchdown reception of the season. Gunlock, the senior, ends his senior campaign with 10 touchdown passes. Tay Ferguson ends his senior year with 4 touchdown receptions. Then in the second half, the backups got their time in there. Marcus Holmberg was in at quarterback, and Zach Johnson was in at running back, two guys you'll hear of next year for this Memorial Old Apes team. Zach Johnson would get his first 2 varsity-level rushing touchdowns, and here was the first. Before they take the snap, pitch going to Johnson, going wide to the far side, turns at the hash marks. He's got the first down to the 10, shakes off a tackle inside the 5, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Memorial. Zad Johnson from 18 yards out, the rushing touchdown. For Zad Johnson, it's his first rushing touchdown of the year. The first as a member of the varsity squad. And Memorial back on the board, down 55-14 at the end of the third quarter. But once again, D.C. Everest would go on to win this game 62-22 in this one today. Two dichotomies here. The D.C. Everest Evergreens down to her right just took a photo with a big banner proclaiming them the Valley Football Conference champions. Rightfully so. They earned it. Meanwhile, for Memorial, they're wrapping up their final team meeting. And all of those students who came here tonight some 150, 200 of the students are waiting by the edge of the field to say hello to their fellow students and especially those seniors and thank them for the efforts that they had. We'll take one more break. We'll come back, put the finishing touches on this one, and get you ready for the playoffs because we will still have playoff coverage here on 93.5. No Memorial and no North, but we'll still have playoff coverage here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. We'll tell you all about it right after this here